Good morning, everybody. What's happening? Yes, you're listening to CATR FM 101.9. This is the Phil-in show host CD. I don't know where you are listening, but it's such a beautiful rainy day here in Vancouver, BC. And today I'm going to show you a local Vancouver band Shimmering Star's brand new album, Bedrooms of the Nation. Here the name of the album is referring to the former Prime Minister Peter Trudeau's defense of the Criminal Act Amendment of 1968. There is no place for the state in the bedrooms of the nation. Anyways, the album was released back in August of this year, and the message this album carries on, according to Shimmering Star themselves, is exploring themes of social breakdown, anomie. Well, for those of you who don't know what that term anomie is, it's the isolation of one person from the rest of the society of community. How do I know that? Because I graduated with a degree in sociology. See, over the years, a lot of people came to me and trying to tell me that I got such a worthless degree. Well, you know what? It really helped me to enjoy music at a different level. And of course, it enhanced my experience as well. The album is about exploring themes of social breakdown, anomie, desolation, dislocation, and the aspiration to find meaning in a culture of violent individualism. The album can be at times disarmingly bleak, but leaves room for optimism, particularly in the closing number, the last one, I Found Love. Now, Coming at you, CNTR is the first track of the intro.
When you don't want
that was the second track, Enemy, from Shimmering Star's new album, Bedrooms of the Nation. Like I said, Enemy refers to the isolation of one individual from the rest of the society, which is what the band tries to emphasize on. And coming up is track number 3, The Reglement, CATR.
They go to sleep.
Well, I'm really impressed by this album so far. Oh wow, what a song! You could clearly hear the blend of heavy metal and psychedelic rock. It's like you blend something like Black Sabbath and Pink Floyd all together. And this album kind of reminds me of The Wall from Pink Floyd, which kind of promotes very similar ideas about self-isolation. And I still can't believe this band is from Vancouver, and I can tell you it's only a matter of time that Shimmering Star is gonna make a name. And we've got more music on the way. Don't go away.
My vegetables, I'm gonna chow down. My vegetables, I love you most of all. My favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right out. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Here's a really interesting article I found from the Wall Street Journal. It's titled, Where Detroit Sees a Shabby Factory. Berliners, people from Berlin, Germany. In Germany, yep. Siegert. So the title is Where Detroit Sees a Shabby Factory, Berliners See a Techno Dance Club. The reporter interviewed a guy who runs several underground dance clubs in Berlin, and the guy have visited Detroit, Michigan for 15 times. Yeah, I've never been there before. The guy basically says Detroit has a lot of potentials to be the mecca for underground techno dancing industry, because that's how the guy got rich. He used to purchase all those rundown factories in East Berlin, former East Berlin, and transform those factories into wild dance clubs. Folks, I think it's not a bad idea at all. I think the guy should do it. Now, how many of you are excited for weekend in Last Detroit? Anyways, you're listening to CITR's Fill-In Show hosted by CD. This time, I'm going to show you Shimmering Star's new album, Bedrooms of the Nation. And here comes the track number 6, Defective Heart Dreams. If you're looking for great events to attend around Vancouver, there will be a debut album release party for Paige Morgan at 1050 Granville Street tonight at 9 o'clock. The cost is $15. And also a Canadian rock singer-songwriter, he's gonna... Yeah, there'll be somebody. Never mind. Don't forget, every Tuesday starting next week, you can check out CITR's Shindig competition at 23 Cordova in downtown Vancouver. The name of the venue is called the Hindenburg. For more information, you can visit CITR.ca. Next song coming up is Fangs from Shimmering Star's new album, Bedrooms of the Nation. and we'll be back right after this.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Gaelicasla. My name is Gennargio Sullivan of the Tlaalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a rally called Honor the Apology in Ottawa, Ontario. Those speaking are Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada, is a day where we're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon the impacts of Canada's residential schools.
The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever again prevail. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time, and in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey. That was Stephen Harper in 2008. Unfortunately, the burden of this experience has not been shared. We believe it is time for us to all face what happened during one of the most violent policies in this country's history. We believe it is time to take a journey of honesty together.
We now know that there is tangible violations of the Geneva Code on Genocide. That this country has committed crimes of genocide unequivocally against Indigenous peoples.
When we speak to the residential school, when we speak to the 60s scoop, when we speak to the day school, we speak about it as if it's in the history. But our children are dying and suffering.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Time slips by very quickly. I hope you enjoy Shimmering Star's new album, Bedrooms of the Nation, as much as I did. You can purchase the album on Shimmering Star's Bandcamp website for $8. You see, folks, $8 might not be a lot of money for an album. In fact, I think any album on iTunes costs more than $8. However, to local bands like Shimmering Stars, $8 means more than you can imagine. It means your approval of their works, and therefore will encourage them to produce more music like the ones you just heard. The final song of the day is the last track on the album, I Found Love. Again, you're listening to CITR FM 101.9. Next show coming up is Stereo Blues. I am CD. Let's take it away.
For now. Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can own your name, but we can't look.
Thank you. like to party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?